For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. New York State and city officials caution residents about dangerously high temperatures with the heat index in the mid to upper 90s, not only today, but tomorrow as well. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for New York City, Westchester, Rockland, Nassau, Suffolk, Orange, and Putnam counties. There's also an air quality alert that's in effect. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
First, stay hydrated. Make sure you constantly are drinking water, even when you don't feel an immediate need. Just make it a point to constantly keep hydrated. Stay indoors if you can and out of the sun if you can. And if you have to go out, don't stay in the sun any longer than you have to. As we've said in other moments of challenge, check on your neighbors. Please check on your neighbors, particularly senior citizens and folks with health challenges. We've set up over 500 cooling centers across the five boroughs. They're available to anyone who needs them. That includes libraries, community centers, senior centers, park recreation facilities, et cetera.
In the city, you can phone 311 or go to nyc.gov/OEM for the nearest cooling center. The city extended the hours at city swimming pools until 8 p.m. And the Department of Homeless Services has issued a code red alert, enhanced outreach to homeless who are on the streets. DHS Commissioner Gilbert Taylor.
We are working very closely with other city agencies to engage our clients around whatever their needs may be related to this heat. And I'm just encouraging, again, anyone who sees anyone on the street who may appear to be homeless or who is definitely homeless, please call 311. And again, if they are in any type of medical distress, please call 911.
To avoid further power outages, the mayor is urging that thermometers be set to 78 degrees, which is what he has directed for all city buildings. OEM Commissioner Joe Esposito.
There's a lot of old infrastructure. There's a lot of new stuff. The Con Ed problem in Crown Heights right now, there were three feeders that were out. Two have been repaired. There are 16 in total. Does that mean another two aren't going to go out in another hour or two? It depends on the load. And again, as the mayor said, you've got to stress the limited use, and which it's tough to do. But at this point, the more demand on the system, and with this weather, the more likely it is you're going to have outages.
And what about those fire hydrants?
The right way to do it is to get a spray cap from the FDNY. You can go to any firehouse. And if you're 18 years old or older, you will be able to get a spray cap. You can put that on a hydrant. That's the right way to achieve some relief from that water.
This is to protect the city's water pressure in the event of a fire. With temperatures expected to stay in the 90s all week, Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett says there's a cumulative effect of hot weather on our bodies.
Be aware of the signs of heat stress. Anybody who you encounter who seems out of it, confused, is either hot and dry or their skin is cold and clammy, nausea, vomiting, all these are signs of excess heat exposure. This is a medical emergency, and the right way to respond to an individual who's experiencing these symptoms is to call 911.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. New York City's Department of Health is investigating an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in the South Bronx. 31 cases have been reported in the area since July 10th. Two patients have died. Dr. Bassett said they know a lot about the outbreak, which is related to water.
That means that we have seen outbreaks in the past related to plumbing systems, cooling towers, evaporative water systems, spas, hot tubs. And we have our disease detectives out in the field scanning the environment and looking for places to take samples. Samples are already being taken. And when we know more about this epidemic, we'll be able to give you more information. Right now, the main message is seek care early and the healthcare delivery system to be aware that we have identified this outbreak.
About 2,200 cases of Legionnaire's disease have been reported nationwide since January 1st. This includes more than 100 in New York City. Bassett says the South Bronx cases represent an unusual increase. Back in January, cases of Legionnaires at Co-op City in the Bronx were associated with bacteria found in the cooling towers. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.